With domestic supplies of natural gas limited and prices rising, energy companies are lining up to import more natural gas. Long Beach, California is one of nearly 40 possible terminals across the U.S. But as Rachel Miro of member station KPCC reports, security concerns may kill the proposal.
Nobody's ever accused the Long Beach port of being pretty. And the southern tip of Pier T, a sun-baked stretch of asphalt jutting out into the water, is no exception. But for the Japanese energy giant Mitsubishi, this place looks perfect for a liquefied natural gas receiving terminal. A U.S. subsidiary of Mitsubishi called Sound Energy Solutions prepared a video to sell the project.
Every day we use a fuel that helps us warm our homes and cook our meals. Natural gas.
Liquefying natural gas by cooling it to a chilled 260 degrees below zero makes it possible to ship around the world. Imagine tankers the size of aircraft carriers docking in Long Beach, where the so-called LNG would be slowly warmed back to its normal gaseous state and sent via pipelines to the rest of California and beyond.
Together, with your help and support, a new supply of energy can be secured for the harbor area and Southern California's brighter, cleaner future.
Not if some local citizens have anything to say about it. The port may be a heavily industrial zone, but it lies less than 2 miles from downtown Long Beach, the fifth largest city in the state. Community activist Bree Mayon spoke at a recent panel discussion on the Long Beach bid.
Liquefied natural gas was considered in this country in the 1970s, and Congress in California set very, very stringent standards that said it should never be sited close to residential populations. The reason is because we all know that gas burns and explodes.
That's only if LNG comes in contact with an ignition source, like a bomb. The prospect is not that far-fetched. A study commissioned by federal regulators and released to the public last Friday postulates that a terrorist attack on a tanker could spark a massive fireball and thermal radiation that would burn people to death within a mile of the incident. MIT professor Jim Fay has been a leading critic of a similar facility in Boston's harbor since it opened 33 years ago.
I think that it's wrong to think of balancing the possible harm to populations versus the benefits from the use of natural gas.
Mitsubishi officials contend their proposed terminal is not a significant terrorist target, but the Department of Homeland Security has identified LNG terminals as potential bullseyes, right alongside nuclear power stations and chemical facilities. And the Long Beach-Los Angeles port complex itself, gateway to 40% of the nation's trade, is considered a terrorist target in its own right. MIT professor Jim Fay.
There's no necessity to put at risk anybody, given the kind of technology that we have to build offshore terminals.
That said, industry analysts warn the fear of potential disasters could kill off almost every LNG proposal in the U.S., even those that would site the terminals miles out into the ocean. Already a handful of proposals in California, Maine, even in Mexico, have fizzled in the face of community opposition. And that troubles J. Mark Robinson, director of the Office of Energy Projects at the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission.
Natural gas for the past, probably 15 years has been the fuel of choice for powering this country, especially in terms of electric power production. It drives the economy, and we need the gas.
In the next 2 decades, the U.S. Energy Department predicts we'll need to build at least 9 more LNG terminals to meet expected demand. But it's precisely where natural gas supplies may be needed most, the West Coast and the Northeast, that proposals to import LNG face the most opposition. For NPR News, I'm Rachel Miro in Los Angeles.